Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, Morning Mess back with another one. It's time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Jeff?
Morning.
Hey, guys.
What's going on with you and your girl, Gwen?
Listen, I've been with Gwen for almost a year now, and the other day I saw some text from a friend of hers that makes me think she might be cheating on me.
Right, so that's why we're here for the staycation setup. So, Jeff, you've been with her for almost a year. What were in these texts?
So I was staying at her place the other night, and the cat jumped on the bed, and I wanted to get the cat off, but I didn't want to turn on the light and wake up Gwen, so I grabbed the cell phone to use a flashlight, but I grabbed hers instead.
You grabbed her cat?
Yeah.
Joey.
It's her cat, or is it your cat?
So you grabbed the cat, and you're...
To get it off.
I'm trying to get the cat off.
Yeah, I gotta get the cat off.
Oh, God. So you grabbed the cat, and you grabbed something else. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Before I grabbed the cat, I grabbed the cell phone to use the flashlight because I wasn't sure where the cat was on the bed. So as I was putting the cat down, a text came through from her, and it said, "So what did you do?"
Hold on. A text came through from who?
From her friend.
Okay.
She asked my girlfriend, "What did you do?" So I got curious, and I looked through the messages, and I noticed that they were chatting back and forth with text. And my girlfriend's trying to find out the best angles to take nudes. Now, it's weird because I've been with her for a year and she's never, ever sent me one nude.
Maybe she's sending them to the cat.
Shut up, Joey.
Of her cat.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. There's so many things happening right now that are distracting me. Okay, so she's trying to get advice on nudes. She's never sent one to you before. Maybe this is like a new thing.
No, I've known her for a year. We've been together dating. And she's never sent me one nude ever.
Yeah, but like Anisha said, maybe she's trying to spice it up and maybe she never did one before. She's asking advice how to do a real one. Is her friend a freak?
See, that's the thing. I was going through there and she said the best way to take nudes is in the shower. So I went through her pictures and she's had these pictures for like a long time. So it made me think, what the f*** is cheating on me? I don't know.
Hmm. Do you suspect somebody?
Not right off the bat, I don't.
Okay. So aside from the whole nude pictures thing that you're not getting, is she acting different or is there anything else that's kind of weird in the relationship?
Well, she's been taking longer showers. I've noticed that, you know, once I put it together.
You think she's taking pics in the shower?
I don't know. She's taking like 10-minute showers now.
10 minutes?
That's a long time.
Maybe she had to shave, bro.
What, are you an army?
And hurry up, soldier! 10 minutes!
And hey, if you were, thank you.
This is what we're going to do, man. We are going to do a staycation setup, my guy. We're going to call up Gwen. We're going to offer a free romantic hotel stay. Ask her who she wants to put on that reservation. What's the cat's name?
Cat's name is Phoenix.
Don't answer that question.
Stanley? If she says... Oh, you say Stanley? Is that a real name?
Okay,
if she says
okay.
Stanley, then she just wants to take the cat. You're fine.
Jeff.
She says your name even better, Jeff. If she says anyone else.
Joey is being...
What?
Annoying, okay? I know that you're struggling. You're opening up to us. Guys don't normally call the show. You think your girlfriend's cheating, so let's go ahead and do that staycation setup, okay? It's up next with the Morning Mess.
Okay, it's the Morning Mess inside a staycation setup. We spoke to Jeff. Concerns that he might be cheated on by his girl, Gwen. He was kind of just fiddling through her phone, and he saw some text messages that were from her friend trying to give her advice how to take the perfect nude. Now, Jeff is on the line. Jeff, she's never, ever sent you a nude photo.
No, not in a year we've been together, not one.
You never asked for one?
I didn't think to ask for one, but when I went through her phone and found that she's got a ton of nude pictures,
wow.
You know, that kind of was disturbing.
maybe it's just for her to learn her own angles or whatever, but I know that you're calling because you think that these nudes might be going to somebody else.
Yeah.
And you have no idea who they can be? You don't suspect anybody?
No, I'm trying to rack my brain, but right now, no, I can't.
Now, Jeff, we always offer a counseling service. They are on standby. If she is indeed cheating, are you going to try to work on the relationship, or is it a wrap?
Sure, I'd like to, but I got to find out what's going on first.
Right. Now, you did tell us in the beginning of the call when we were talking to you a few minutes ago, there's a love for this cat you guys have. Who keeps the cat if you guys break up?
I mean, I do like the cat, but that's her cat.
Yeah, that's her cat. Yeah. Okay. Are y'all ready for the staycation?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if this girl's cheating on this dude.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Gwen?
Yes.
Hi, Gwen. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
What? I didn't sign up for anything.
Okay. Well,
I don't even know how you have my number.
I'm actually working off of an online database right now, so we partnered up with Google and Yelp so that we could build our presence online. So we were hoping to...
Oh, so you, like, stole my information somehow?
I wouldn't put it that way. It was just our partnership with these companies. So because we're new, we just wanted to get your help with building our presence online with some reviews. So we thought we would treat you to some of our top-tier services.
Okay. And, like, what kind of services are we talking about?
Well, we're talking primarily about a stay in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package. It's designed as a romantic weekend stay, and we wanted to get your honest thoughts on how we deliver that to our customers. So we're going to give this to you free of charge, no deposits, fees, or taxes. And we just needed you to stay and enjoy yourself.
Okay. I mean, you're catching me, like, totally off guard here, and I honestly don't even know how you guys can, like, afford to be giving away free stuff right now. You don't even have to take my credit card or anything, or what?
No, we don't need to take your credit card unless you decide to get room service, and trust me, this is a very limited time offer, and all I would need to do is get a few questions answered to set your reservation up. If you have a few seconds right now, I can get you all ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, Gwen, thank you so much. So with this free romantic weekend stay, it's you and your guest of honor. You get a chance to start off the weekend with a personalized note. I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say, and I will write that down when you're ready.
Okay. How about I'm all yours this weekend?
I have that down here, Gwen. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Yeah, it's Dustin. Dustin.
What the Gwen? Your ex? Are you kidding me?
What?
Hey, Gwen, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. We got your man Jeff on the line. He called us earlier.
What is going on here?
Your ex.
So you're cheating with your ex?
No, I'm not cheating with my ex. Who the hell are you?
It's the Puerto Rican Miracle. It's Joey Boy.
Here we go.
I can smell a cheater from a mile away, and I hear you only take 10-minute showers. So I know you're cheating. Oh. Where the hell's Stanley, by the way?
I'm not cheating, okay? I'm really not.
So you're just going to spend the weekend with a guy, and you're not going to cheat on me?
I don't know what you want me to say. We've been talking a little bit, but there's nothing else that's been going on besides that.
What about all the nudes on your phone, huh?
Excuse me, what?
Damn, you just busted her.
I've been seeing nudes in your phone, Gwen.
Okay. First of all, there are so many things f***ed up about this entire situation. Why are you in my phone?
Why is this other guy in you? Like, really talk about that.
Excuse me? This is crossing the line here.
Put Stanley on the phone. Where's your cat at? I bet you he'll snitch on you, too.
We don't need to be making jokes. This is your relationship. Yeah. Jeff called us up. He told us about the nudes that he found on your phone. You're clearly cheating on him, so we know where the nudes are going, and they're not going to him.
Sorry, but sending nudes is not cheating.
Girl.
It's totally cheating. Are you kidding me?
It's not. I would be totally fine if you sent that to your ex. I'd be fine.
No, you wouldn't.
It is what it is.
You'd be fine.
It is what it is.
Okay, so if you think that sending pictures isn't cheating, then what were you supposed to do at this hotel with your ex-boyfriend? Just take pictures of each other? I don't think so.
You know what? I don't know what you want me to say. Jeff obviously has issues if he's going to try to, like, blackmail me with this. That's clearly what he's doing. And I still don't understand how he's going into my phone, snooping around, which he's not supposed to be doing.
Oh, I'm not
kidding. How did you even get into my phone?
Your cat, Stanley.
Stop it.
Told him the password.
Just admit you've been cheating on me.
You know what? Fine. Yeah, I've been cheating on you. I've been cheating on you because, I don't know, you've been boring me. And now you put me up to this. So, f*** you. We're done. And I'm taking Dustin to the Aurora hotel. So there you go. Bye. Girl.
Okay, so that was fake. That's not going to happen.
No. She is special kind of stupid, huh?
I think she also just hung up. Jeff, I'm so sorry. We do have counseling services that are available. We can give those to you if you need to work some stuff out.
No, I don't want to be with her now. No, I'm done.
And yeah, we're making jokes, but it's just because we're trying to make light of the situation. Are you going to be okay?
Whatever, dude. I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay.
Yeah.
No for the counseling. Best way to get over somebody is get under somebody. Call an ex. Okay?
That's great, dude. I love that. Okay.
Okay, use that.
That I'll do.
Steal her cat while you're at it, too.
Leave Stanley alone.
Little snitch.
Meow. The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.